Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Sacred Divergence Radio, with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth, on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Listen in every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and join us in the chat room as we discuss music, magic, spirituality, and more.
And hello, everyone. This is your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth Hamilton, coming to you from beautiful North Carolina. And tonight, we are going to talk about the Red Tent movement and how it came about, why it came about, who started it, and that kind of thing. So, and where they're held, and who can hold them, and who can participate, and that kind of thing. So, the first question is, where are the red tents? Where can you host a red tent? Well, if you have space, you can host it in your living room, or in your backyard, or in a barn, or in a yoga studio, or in the basement of your local church, or your local healing center, or a dance studio, or at a festival. So they're popping up all over the place, and more we see them in our local communities, and this is amazing. Red Tent Temples are part of a movement among us to do this collectively and in collaboration, unity, and support. And the creators of the Red Tent Temple movement, who are Alisa Starkweather and I believe her name is Isabel Gabriel Leidenfrost, they encourage you to tune in to a monthly teleconference to find out how to start one in your area. You know, it's a great commitment, but one that is worth making in our lives, not only for ourselves, but for our communities. We kind of make it up as we go, and we learn along the way. And then we share what we are learning all over the country and the various other countries around the world, too. The Red Tent is not only a place, but a metaphor of who we are as women. We are women who cycle and bleed with the moon. And whether you think much about that or not, all women have shared this in common. We are women who are wanting our young women to have a positive experience of their womanhood with our support. And older women surely need that too. So another question would be, who can come to a red tent? And the answer to that is simple. Women of all ages can come. Women who are in menopause, women who no longer have wombs, young women, if they've started their moon cycles, are welcome too. And we ask that if they're under 18, they have consent by a guardian in order to be there so that we can speak freely among ourselves as women, since we have discovered we don't know what kinds of things women might bring up in the circle. It's good to have a guardian's permission for younger people. Women of all paths are welcome. We honor and respect the right of individuals to choose their own paths and follow what is right for them, while honoring the diversity that is present in our circles. If we are going to grow this movement, we must make room for all kinds of diversity to be in the tent with us. Our collective journey of being a woman and honoring those journeys is our common ground. No one particular spiritual belief is assumed, but rather we assume many beliefs will be present. So our focus is on our common ground that we do share in wanting to be seen and respected by all in all our many complex lives and choices. And the invitation to share these multitude of perspectives is welcomed when it is shared with respect for self and all. Our sisters, mothers, daughters, grandmothers, aunts, and friends are all welcome. Our common ground is honoring the sacredness of our own womanhood journey. So, in the red tent, we have something called a circle. And so, what is a circle? In the red tent temple, circles respect that we enter here with many diverse beliefs and lifestyles. A circle is time for women to share what is in their hearts. We pass something that represents to us that this woman is taking her turn, like a talking stick, and we listen deeply to what she has to say, whatever it is. Since we began the Red Tent Temples, we have noticed that women are coming who have never been in a circle. It is important to know that circle time can go very deep and also very uproariously high as we laugh, sing, share, and revel in one another's company. And the circle is not therapy. It is a short increment of time to be able to check in with how you are feeling, share a story, an insight, a poem. We hope to make a safe place for women to share with confidentiality and compassion in case a woman cries. We listen rather than giving her lots of advice or wanting her to stop crying. We make room for our feelings. And again, women are not encouraged to go deeper than they can come back from in a short increment of time, and to be aware of other women who have not had an opportunity to speak or to be heard. We share the time among us depending on who is there. No one is expected to participate or speak. You can still be in the red tent and not be in the circle if you choose, but this seldom happens. And if you're wondering where I'm getting all this information from, I'm using redtenttemplemovement.com/frequentlyaskedquestions with a dash between asked and questions and a dash between frequently and asked. So frequently-asked-questions. So often there will be a story chair in the Red Temple. In the Red Tent Temple. And anyone is welcome at any time in the Red Tent Temple to sit in the chair and tell a story of their womanhood journey. Sometimes they are sad, and sometimes they make us all laugh. You can read a poem or share something in that moment. It is always available for you. And many women look forward to the day when we gather around our elders and young ones as they share with us their wisdom in a way that makes room for their unique ages. And one of the things that I love about the Red Tent Temple movement is that it promotes women's empowerment. It makes room for all women to be heard, all women to speak up, no matter what their story is. They might have had a great first menstruation, or they might have thought they were dying. Every voice is important, no matter how young or how old. If you are a woman, you belong in the Red Tent. The Red Tent Temple is a gift to ourselves, so that we remember our greatest strengths and are also kind to where we have limitations. by attending or giving yourself this time, which in the beginning is the hardest thing of all. We then make a time and a place in our life to check in with ourselves and each other so that we can re-energize for the rest of the month. We will also make connections and friendships that will deepen our sense of community. When things get tough, women can brainstorm together in the Red Tent Temples. We will undoubtedly be stronger together. And some of you might be going, the Red Tent? Isn't that a book? Isn't that a movie? Why, yes, in fact. Anita Diamant wrote the fiction novel The Red Tent in 1997, and later it was adapted into a movie that aired on television. And she wrote about a time when tribal women in the desert bled together on the new moon, and during this time, they would all gather in the women's red tent. Her book struck a deep resonance with many women who yearned for such a place among us to go and to be. We began to build and bring red tents to large gatherings of women and people so that we got a sense of what it would feel like. Women have found many different ways of doing this, and it is still organically growing in every which way, as many of us have chosen collectively to not pine any longer for this experience, but to build it into our culture. Anita is not involved in this movement, but she is well aware of all that she inspired among us. We are very grateful for what she gave us in her vision. Now we are the visionaries to see what it will become among the women of the world. And there are many other women moving forward with their unique visions of this as well, who are not part of this particular movement. Even so, there is sisterhood and our unity among all the various red tents everywhere. Ever since we began the movement in 2006, we see great waves of this movement's influence in how other women are hearing about it word of mouth, and beginning organically. And also, we hear about many red tents that were begun some time ago that are coming forward to be recognized in various geographies. In the movement, we can unite in multitudes of ways so that we can feel together that we are a part of the whole moving among us. Leah Jean's daughter and Astrid Grove, assisted by Yannette Fleming and, I'm guessing, Alisa Starkweather, raised up the first red tent that would be at Woman Gathering in 2007. Not the first red tent in the world, because they were also going up everywhere, but the first one at Woman Gathering. Leah had long been working at Woman Gathering 2, as well as Astrid, on the blood mysteries and the importance for women to honor our wombs. Astrid, now a midwife and a powerful wise woman, also apprenticed with Susan Weed, and it was her practice for years to offer her sisters of her communities moon lodges. We all knew and loved one another well from the many places where we were involved together, so it was a natural flow between us. Leah and Astrid have been the main women there to priestess and develop what they named the Red Temple. When Leah and Alisa, in 2007, began to talk about this as a movement, Alisa told her that she wanted to name it the Red Tent Temple Movement. So, some people might be wondering, you know, how much does it cost to come to Red Tent Temple? And certainly everybody realizes that everything costs money. So as the movement began with an idea that needed to be grassroots, able to be duplicated the original to the women who are attending them, that we needed not to own our Red Tent Temples unless we all owned them by owning them as ours. Ownership here means to cook soup, make tea, welcome women, bring cloth, red cloth, purple cloth, black fabric, colorful fabric, get the word out, offer up a place for it to happen. It also means that if you find what is here valuable, that you support it in ways that you can also make it sustainable. The majority of Red Tent temples are free of charge with donations that are freely given that support the experience. There are often rental, heat, and food costs. Women have given hours of their time voluntarily to build what is here so far, and our vision is that with time, we will do this all together and easily. If there are costs, it is because funds must be raised for space, heat, and food in order for it to exist. It is not possible for the organizers alone to carry the costs, so that there will be at times suggested donations or a way for women at each gathering to contribute to pay for the costs that are needed. We will need to raise funds for the kind of interactive website that will serve this movement. Together, however, we can make it happen. So, say you want to start a Red Tent. How do you do it, and what do? Alisa is asking women who want to begin a Red Tent in their area to consider a few things so the movement can stay cohesive. The first thing is, please consider committing for at least a year or 12 Red Tent temples in your area over the months. Why? Because consistency in our communities is key. Let's start it and do this for a year and see where it takes us. Let the women around us, whether they come or not, know that every month it is taking place. This is a grand experiment. See what we can learn in a year. 2. If you begin, please let us know so that we can add you onto the website and be able to track how our movement is growing. Once we have the website, you can download your photos, messages, etc. with your own password. We are still hoping for this feature. For now, I volunteered to do that here on my own website, so include your zip code and any pertinent information. Many times, women also start their own Facebook page and join our two places there, too, which is our page, facebook.com/redtentmovement, and the group, which you can put under the search place, Red Tent Temple Movement. This is a place where we can presently connect. Isadora Leidenfrost has also been keeping a database at www.redtentmovie.com. 3. Please send in the dates that you will be meeting, and if possible, the place, so that things can stay updated. And if you decide to stop, then tell us that too. And 4, please do your best to abide by the principles of allowing all women to come, regardless of money, to find a way through perhaps volunteer energy to provide food, to hold a circle if you are able. Most importantly, that we create a safe, shame-free, and sacred space to honor our collective journey of womanhood together. Please let us hold respect, honor, and acceptance of many different diverse belief systems, and not assume that we are the same in that. Let us make room for our diversity in inviting all women to be part of this movement together. Let us honor our blood, our cycles, our children, ourselves, and life around us. 5, review these questions and answers so that we can be on the same page. If you can join us on a teleconference, that would be wonderful. 6, pollinate. Spread the word and keep our movement growing and healthy. 7, the Red Tent Temple Movement is not owned by any woman or organization. It is us. We hope to share leadership and respect and practice giving and receiving. We also hope to maintain good relationships with one another, where power versus power over is our way of decision making. Eight, get support. If you need mentoring, support, or help, please ask. 9, it is ideal for us to keep this a free event that is sustained through loving donations. However, we also understand that this may not be always possible due to the risks of incurring debt. If you are collecting monies, please be sure that it is for the purpose of paying for your expenses and not for personal gain. 10, once women understand the basics, we will probably be creative and the red tent temples will become unique to the women who are facilitating them. The most important thing, however, is keeping it open to many women versus women with similar beliefs. If you want a goddess circle, then begin that for yourselves outside of the Red Tent Temple movement. The Red Tent Temple's doors are open to all women of class, race, age, or sexual identity, because all women need what we can build here together. By narrowing our circles to those with specific belief systems, we then close the door to our common gate of womanhood. What we can do together is far more powerful than building a movement from a specific population of women. It is a practice of diversity and honoring diverse beliefs while taking the time to honor and respect ourselves. Many red tents have been held on or near the new moon, and we are asking to document our learnings and our experiences so that we eventually may publish this movement. And number 13, lastly, this is a non-alcoholic and drug-free event. We understand and respect that everyone has different ideas of what it means to come together socially. Women who enter the Red Tent Temple are coming to honor themselves as women, and some of these women are in recovery or abstain from alcohol. To honor this sacred space we are making, and the fact that there may be minors among us as well as town laws prohibiting alcohol for public events, we ask organizers to understand that the Red Tent Temple is not a place for the use of drugs or alcohol. So, when you're at a Red Tent, you may see a lot of people, women there, wearing red. And why is this? Well, there's a simple answer for that. And we invite women to wear red to remember the blood actually is for life. And whether we talk about it or not, women are connected to their cycles, the moon, and to one another. It is a way to begin to honor the deep feminine in every woman. Red is also a pretty energetic color. For those of you not wearing red, kick it up, sisters. You are beautiful. Besides, you are the red tent, don't you know? And the most powerful information that travels is by word of mouth. In the Red Tent Temples, sometimes there are boards where women can put down information for one another. It can be anything that we need to pay attention to. This ranges from personal networking to good books and music, petitions, local recommendations, resources for our health and well-being, etc. It is our hope that once the movement gets going and our interactive website takes place, we can then put this information out there on a local, state, national, and global level, depending on where it is needed. It acts then as a word-of-mouth board between us all collectively where information can get out there. A lot of you might see a lot of red cloth and draperies in photos of red tents. And you might be wondering, oh my goodness, where am I going to get all this fabric from? You know, do I need to decorate my red tent temple like that? And the answer is, a lot of people get their cloth by either buying it or having the women who participate donate it over months. Or finding some in garage sales or other things of this nature. But the short answer is no, you don't need to decorate your red tent all in red. It is a red tent temple by our intention. In Arlington, Virginia, a woman named Tiffany hangs a sign on her front door. You're not entering her home, you're entering the red tent temple. And when women come in, they pass under a red cloth into her living room. Our intentions create the space to be what they are. It is our experience and intentions of what we want there that actually create what will be. But some women love to adorn their spaces with red sheets, pillows, and tapestries because the color alone speaks to us of the sacred space we are in together, but it is not mandatory or necessary. Let's see here. What else would be good information? Oh, here we go. Why do the red tent temples take place on or near the new moons? In the novel The Red Tent, women were bleeding or giving birth in the red tent at the new moon. This movement is not focused on the bleeding as much as it is focused on honoring our womanhood journey in all our many stages. Still, it is good to have one time that we meet and where our cycle a long, long time ago, by the dark of the moon, brought us into our moon cycles. It is great when we are in our red tent temples to know that all around us, other red tent temples are happening too. The new moon is often a time for sowing the seeds of intentions for what we want to manifest later as the moon waxes. The moon cycles are an ancient way for women to connect as we use this, and we use this as our connection time each month. And they say that they would like to honor Susan Weed here, since she began moon lodges that are open and available to women many, many years ago. Some of her students following the wise woman ways have also carried on this tradition. There are women all around us who have honored the moon in our cycles, and we are following the long trail of our forgotten history. www.susanweed.com/moonlodge.htm So, other things that can happen in a red tent temple is not just talking about our moon times, not just talking about menstruation. We can talk about our birth stories. We can talk about our baby loss stories. We can talk about the funny thing that happened to us last week, or this awesome thing that our kid did last month, or we can chant, we can sing, we can dance. When I was at the Parliament of the World Religions, we had two amazing chants there, and you can go to my Facebook page and see that there. And so that's available for you guys. And we had a short circle in which about five or six women gathered in the center of the room and each told something that was on their minds, something that was weighing them down, or something that they felt they needed to share. And it was really empowering, and everyone was focused on the woman speaking, and it was such a respectful and open space. And it was really powerful for me. It had been my first red tent. I've always wanted to participate in a red tent. And I was so glad that I chose to go. It was there the whole week for anyone who wanted to participate. And Elisa Starkweather was there. Isabel Leidenfrost was there. And it was just fabulous. So, yeah, that is the first little gist of the red tent. And I'm glad you all are listening. Let me go ahead and play a little bit of music here so that we can kind of break it up. You were listening to Sacred Divergence Radio right here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And let's go ahead and play Castalia Alexandrian Circles. Here we go. We'll be back in just a little bit. Days gone by,
That's right. soon that I must learn. The black dog's gonna feast, oh, woe me, but oh, her cauldron spits and burns.
Fire in the head, I'm a flame in motion. Fire in the head, I'm
a sword that's sharp.
Fire in the head,
I'm a drop in the ocean, a shield in battle, and a string and a harp.
Fire in the head,
I'm an eagle soaring.
Fire in the head,
spoken word.
Fire in the head,
I'm a torrent pouring, a grain of wheat and a cauldron stirred.
Fire in the head.
And we're back on Sacred Divergence Radio this lovely Sunday evening. And today we're talking about the Red Tent Temple Movement. We've talked about how it began and who can come to a red tent and what to bring to a red tent and why a person would want to start a red tent and how you can start a red tent. So there are a few more questions to consider, and those are on the website redtenttemplemovement.com/frequently-asked-questions. And one of the other questions to consider is, you know, what if we only have a few people coming to a red tent temple? And by talking in teleconferences together, they have discovered that each red tent temple is different each time they meet. And everyone is unique and changes every time. Sometimes there may have only the organizers there or a few women, and sometimes crowds of 40 or 50 women can gather there. At the Red Tent Temple in the Parliament of World Religions, there were women coming in and out of the Red Tent Temple all the time. And at the class, I think there were about 40 or 50 of us there at one point. And it was amazing. And, you know, all these women just coming together to share their stories and share their laughter and share their chanting and their music and their song. It was just fantastic. The success of a red tent is not about the numbers and how many women attend. Instead, it is the commitment to enter the red tent and see what it has to teach us each moon. It is really learning as a new way. We are in a culture that is really quite engaged with numbers, productivity, and profit. The Red Tent Temple is creating a new paradigm where we each matter and we don't need more to have it make sense. And there's like a little story that I want to share here, and it says the following. One day in the winter, they were having a very bad ice storm during a Red Tent Temple day, so I thought I'd better cancel it. Then I thought, what if a woman comes all this way during this and is not here for her? I decided that I would go ahead and raise it up. Raising it up for me is like hanging up the clothes from the laundry, as I actually attach the red cloth to a clothesline with clothespins. I cooked the soup, made the tea, and thought, well, I am here and this is the day. Who am I doing this for, actually? Will I walk my talk of why we need this? Suddenly, I was delighted to have the entire Red Tent Temple to myself. I had everything I needed for a day-long retreat. I drank tea, ate my yummy soup, wrote in my journal, and took a good long nap. I danced to the music, massaged my own feet, and laid my hands on my womb. I looked around and cried in gratitude to be in such beauty that I had given myself. As soon as I remembered all this in my own being, the door opened and women began coming in. We had an incredible day and night together, although this time there were never more than six of us at one time. This night, I watched a woman enter for the first time, and some of us were involved in laying on of hands. She sat down, took it in, and like me earlier in the day, she cried. At best, the Red Tent Temple times are like homecomings for us. Won't you join our movement? It is not the only time, but it is us that change the world for our world will come from. The Red Tent Temple movement gives us a space to work together where we can rest and renew. And from here, our connections forged and selves taken care of can then take the next steps in bringing more new paradigms of which to heal our societies, our children, ourselves, and the world. When we finally give in to giving ourselves a day a month together, it simply makes sense. Right now, we are on the learning curve. And so what's in it for you? This is a good question. And Alisa gets to meet a lot of amazing like-minded women like you through our culture and in the time in which she's lived in looks for angles, benefits, and certain profits. Yet here she is instigating a worldwide movement, and she is not a non-profit organization. She didn't know what she was in for, and really, in terms of how many hours she would work each day, week, month, and year, entirely without pay, to bring forward what we are doing. She might have rethought launching this. In truth, with time, she fully expected to be forgotten in the scope of what is possible once the fire catches and this red flower of our womanhood is open and available to all women in our communities as something we count on. She did not begin this endeavor because she needed another women's group, another project, or a way to promote something. She was already busy, full with women's circles and work, and needing time off, actually. But her heart, like yours probably, has been aching when she looked into her local area, her world, and she saw such a great need for the sacred. She saw an unmet need in our young to have a place they can count on for mentoring, initiation, and coming into their womanhood with other women. She saw an unmet need in our lives to connect deeply, rest, and take time to simply be. She saw an unmet need for our elders, where they can gather to be honored and share their wisdom. In her life, she has these things in abundance with the communities that she has been a part of, but she wondered about the youth who are lost, alone, poor, unsupported with televisions, iPods, gaming, and drinking as their only form of interactions. She wondered about women who would be more of themselves with support, and she wondered about what would happen in our societies of local places if women were to have a place we could count on where we are respected, supported, and held. She understood from the work that she did to empower that to empower a woman of any age means to bring health back into the community, and the Red Tent Temple is a means to support us. A few days, Elisa Starkweather wrote the following to a close group of women friends, and this is what burns in her heart, and she knows she is not alone. We are movements upon movements now, asking our world to come home to what is most important. The Red Tent Temple movement is a way we can begin together to sow a seed into our culture of a sacred place for us to connect with ourselves and each other, a place to remember. August 21st, 2007, written by Elisa Starkweather, 3 days before the rise of this movement. I am ready. You know that kind of ready when it feels like the time is now, and you don't know what, but you know. You know the way things are just aren't the way things could be, and the potential of what could be, not the hopeless, despair-filled, horrible ongoing facts of just how incredibly up against the wall we humans are, and some don't even know its stage, and not the denial, everything is great, all new possibilities exist, I'm writing all on all positively secret thoughts, but the place where I want to get to work side by side together with you on bringing some visions, some movements, some new paradigms alive, the roll up our sleeves and get down in it together, the what is it going to take, cost, risk for us to get to it. The incredible alive place that is not a dream. It is a place I've lived in and know with you and I. It is real. It is visceral. It is us. It is time for us to bring our neighbors into the rhythm of alive. Alive heart, alive breath, alive grief, alive fear, alive love, alive place. We know it. We've dreamed this into being. We know it. We do. Let's grow it now. Let's crack this seed of potential wide open. The it, whatever we know is life-giving. Life-giving to the children, life-giving to the teens, life-giving to the women, the men, the elders, life on earth. And what is it? I don't know. But I can see something in the gray places. We are gathering in circles. We who know the fire are bringing the people to the fire. We who know the way of councils are bringing the people to the council. We who know the dance are taking the hands of the children to dance. We who know the circle are keeping the circle whole. We who know how to grow food are feeding the hungry. We who know the ceremonies are holding fast, remembering the ancient ones, the ancient ways. We who know the rituals are healing the deep wounds. We who remember the song of life are singing loudly, even in the face of judgment. We who know the love that sustains our hope are courageously loving with no hope at all. Sometimes they say a woman before birthing is a bit crazed as she begins her nesting instincts. I think we need to rethink crazed. Is crazed our instincts coming alive with pure inner knowing of when there is the right time to act? I am ready. Are you ready? When is it time? I want to know for a change that is unstoppable because it will move through the consciousness like the rising sun. Are we the rays? It is time. Is it time to push up now over the dark horizon? Do you feel it too? And so that is my little spiel on the Red Tent Temple movement, and I hope you all have enjoyed listening. And now I'm going to play a few songs and let you all contemplate what you have heard tonight. And I hope you decide to start a Red Tent Temple movement in your area. If you are a woman of any sort, you don't have to be a woman-born woman to do this. You can be transgender just fine. We have one transgender woman in our local Red Tent Temple movement here, and she is respected. She is one of us. She is a woman. Because she says she is. And so I encourage all of you to learn more, to go out there, to find a Red Tent Temple near you, or to start one if there's not one already in your area. And if you would like any help with this, please get in contact with Elisa Starkweather. Red Tent Temple, redtenttemplemovement.com. And her contact information is there. And I'm sure she can tell you how to get onto their monthly teleconference. They have a teleconferences tab there. You can learn about Elisa. You can learn about more about the Red Tent Temple Movement. You can join their Facebook group. And a whole bunch more. So do take a look at redtenttemplemovement.com. And I look forward to seeing more Red Tent Temples rise up. May you all have a wonderful night, and blessed be. Here is Emerald Rose, Before the Twilight Falls, and we will see you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, Sacred Divergence Radio. Thank you, everyone, and good night.
light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all flower night. The veil between the other world and the plane is mortal. Thin to welcome the ancient ones, the earth becomes their portal. Let not your heart be heavy, let not your head be light. Keep aware and quench your fears on the sour night. Jack-o'-lantern circle to protect you from your fears. As we celebrate the harvest and the Celtic New Year, come with me into the woods deep in the sacred grove, and dance with me for life and love as the elements unfold. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your lover tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. We honor our ancestors, loved ones who have passed. We keep them in our memory with love that always lasts. Tonight they pass the bridge of trust to be with us again. Through the veil of spirit world into the realm of men. By oak and ash and thorn, we build the sacred fire. We dance until the morn. The smoke, it rises higher. Study close the shadow, study close the flame. A voice from long ago may whisper your name. We dare not fall asleep till the promise of a gentle dawn. The way the spirits breathe, another sound coming on, but we will not forget their loving presence here. Those who've gone before us will honor all the years. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. So hold your love tight and walk now in the sweet dream through old sour nights where things are never as they seem. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights. Light the sacred fire, hold your love tight. Welcome now the spirits of all sour nights.
Thank you for listening to Sacred Divergence Radio with your hostess, Reverend Elizabeth and friends on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Have a topic for us to discuss on air? Connect with Reverend Elizabeth at sacreddivergenceradio@gmail.com and on Twitter at sdivergence with hashtag #topichat. See you next week at 10 p.m. Eastern here on Sacred Divergence Radio and the Spiritual Unity Radio Network.